Clean and sustainable beauty products are all the rage now, but consumers also want products that have a clear purpose. And today, we're going to hear from the co-founder of a brand such as that, a brand that is age positive. Hello, and welcome to WWD Voices. I'm Arthur Zakowitz, executive editor of WWD. And today we're welcoming Victoria Jackson, who co-founded Kind Science with Ellen DeGeneres. Kind Science is a beauty brand that is kind to the skin, it's kind to animals, and kind to the planet. And it's also a brand that has purpose, and it touts age positivity. Welcome, Victoria.
Hey, hi, how are you? Nice to talk to you, Arthur.
Thanks for coming on. Before we get into the brand's ethos, and can you just tell us a little bit about the products, the brand, and also how you met Ellen?
Well, Ellen and I have been good friends for a long time. It's been at least 13, 14 years. And, it was basically one of our nights of having a little bit of wine and talking, and I think I may have been doing that little, where you kind of start messing with your face a little, pulling it back a little, and we were talking and laughing, and we should make a skin, because she said, she struggled with, redness in her skin, being on the air for so long, that constant, makeup changes and getting older, but we talk about embracing our laugh lines, but still wanting to look the best that we can. So it was really important to us that we made a line that was going to be kind to animals, kind to the planet, kind to your skin, and had to really work and also be kind to your wallet. But really the emphasis that it had to work. And we wanted to sort of talk about and think about how we approach aging and the fact that everything is all about anti-aging, and we're very age positive as women in our 60s, and having taken care of our skin for so long now and tried so many different things.
Yeah, the industry, it's since its inception, from Egypt, I guess, right? It was always about hiding and covering and not kind of embracing the natural process, but being healthy too. I think that's what you're trying to hit on, right?
Yeah. I mean, my whole thing, a little bit of background on, I was, and I still own the trademark of No Makeup Makeup. So in late 80s and all through 90s, I had the number one infomercial for looking better, feeling better about yourself, these peach, pink, and red color coordinated kits. And so my background has always been really as a goodwill ambassador for women to look better and feel better, but with the less of is more kind of feeling. And I've always been conscious of my skin and taking care of it. So I wanted to bring that expertise. And as a creator, I've created over 600 beauty products.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to, get back in the lab. I've been in the world of autoimmune medical research for the last 14 years. So it gave me a whole new perspective, a lot of insight to that would be even more effective as these seven products of Kind Science are.
So can you just, from the top down or from the bottom up, give us a rundown of the seven products and what they do?
Sure. So Kind Science has a cleanser, and the cleanser is really great in that it's a little bit of a lower lather, but it doesn't strip your skin at all. So it's very gentle to the skin. All of the products were formulated in a way that it was really important to me that we used highly curated, very globally sourced ingredients. So, and it was how we combine them. That's really where we come with the kind, is how we combine science. The science reads these products. So for example, in the cleanser, you've got Kakadu plum, visibly, you're going to see more brightness to your skin. The chamomile, because most women, Ellen and I, the chamomile helps soothe your skin. And the Alia Serrata, which helps erase kind of some of those, a little bit of the fine lines and the wrinkles and the finding the unique ingredient and plant for each product. There's not one that just goes throughout. So, and everything obviously is, as you said, Arthur, it's in this recyclable packaging, which was very important. So, so your skin with the cleanser feels like, you know, it feels clean, but it's not stripped. So everything was, had to be about being very kind and gentle to your skin for all skin types.
How did you said you were doing research into autoimmune or working in the field?
Yes. How did I get into that?
Yeah. And how does it inform this product line? Does it?
I know. It's interesting. Yes, it really does, actually. Certainly my earlier days of my career, but, you know, and we won't go too far off topic here, but I have three children and one was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease and given 4 years to live. And so I basically went off to now find a cure for her. And through that process, I've worked with a lot of researchers and scientists along the way. So I really got another perspective thinking about whether it was peptides in research for drug, potential drug therapies, but how to work with peptides, amino acids, and proteins as it informed me more as I went back into the lab for creating Kind Science. So it's all the little things that build on it. After so many years of creating product, I used all expertise from makeup days in the labs and what I've been doing. And then I used a lot of, it was important to me. So for example, the microexfoliant, which was a product that was, you know, Ellen always uses an exfoliant every day. And so we wanted something that, an exfoliant sometimes is a product that people either don't understand or they misuse it, that we had something that, again, was really gentle in resurfacing your skin, but in a gentle way. So we did research. I did research on volcanic sand, which encourages cell turnover, bamboo silk, which smooths your skin, fruit acid blends. Again, finding that unique ingredient that really made this a really, you know, it's become a real popular one, the exfoliant.
So, yeah, so my own experience with exfoliants, I was in the Army, and the drill sergeant, he wanted to make sure we were exfoliating, so they threw us these hard as rock sponges, you know, and that always stuck, you know, as you get older, you're like, exfoliation, you should be rough on it, you want to get rid of, but that's not the case, right?
No, that just irritates your skin. And if you've already got redness, as I'm sure you found out, Arthur, the hard way, that the last thing you want to do is put like pumice stone or like a towel that's really abrasive or something on your skin. So you want to, and it's interesting, I wouldn't have thought about that in the Army, that they're thinking, please, you must exfoliate your skin. I'm like, really? There's so many other things, but it's nice that they're thinking about your skin. You know, maybe because you've been crawling in the dirt all day.
Exactly, so, exactly.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Things you find out that you didn't know. So things that an exfoliator is good, but you really do want to find something that is to your skin and not abrasive, so that if you're somebody like Ellen who's using it daily, or like I use it a couple times a week, you know, it's a very unique one. It's really good. And then we have one of my favorites is I use it right before the hydration cream is our serum. And, you know, there's so many things out there. I just have to always say, you know, anybody going into the lab as a person like myself, as a formulator, we think about what is the base or the textures or the feels that we like, that we think women respond to best. And that's where you start. And that's why it's always so important for women to try things and experience different products, because they all have their, you know, different little nuances. So in the firming serum, that was really all about, you know, nothing's going to completely take away your lines. I really don't like products that make these, you know, hyper ridiculous claims. You're going to see vast improvements. Like we saw over, I think it was 97%, almost 100% of people saw using the system, the products, they had hydration improvement. So we had Bakuchiol is in the serum, and this is something you use right before the hydration cream. And Bakuchiol, nature's retinol. kangaroo flour, which really boosts vitality and supports collagen production. We have, and this is again where the power peptides, the hyaluronic acid, the science combined with the plants create this, you know, very effective, I think, serum. That's a wonderful, I use it right before I use the hydration cream. Hydration cream is probably one of my favorites. It's almost like a gel-based, really light formula, but it's not to be like fooled by how light it feels because it's doing massive work. It has mushroom, which is a plant that retains about, I think it's about a weight in water. So it's extremely, extremely hydrating. Sea buckthorn, which has omegas, the Bacuzzi serrata. Again, that science activating these plants. And again, hydrates, visibly reduces wrinkles in the skin. And then an eye cream, you know, something that you could use that was going to be easy to apply, brighten and refreshes. You know, let's call it your, you know, your tired eyes. Again, the Kakadu plum, which is like a vitamin C. It's brightening your skin. And these power peptides as well. So it's these unusual combinations always in mind. Like I said, it's not any one ingredient that's in every product. It's what is going to be effective. Because that's really, it had to work. You had to see that it's working. And then we have a neck treatment. And in the treatment, we've got provitamin, we have B5, we have more of the power peptides, the bakuchiol. Really stress, it's important, especially as you're getting older, but even when you're younger, it was really important to me. No, people are always going, who is your demographic? What is the age? I'm like, you know, it's for me, it's everybody who has skin. I mean, my skin, I'm going to say, my skin looks good. I'm 66. And people go, yeah. What? You're 66? I have good skin because I started taking care of it early on. So I like to encourage the young people to use the product because you, if you want a really good makeup application, you know, some of the, you know, all, everybody's wearing makeup, whether they're doing, you know, really high glam or just a no makeup makeup, you got to have good skin. So you're never too young to start.
So so you've developed, I think you said over 600 products in your career. Yes. So when you go into the lab, where do you find inspiration? Is it with the ingredients? Is it with being a human with skin that you want to find a solution for? Like, what's that process like?
Yeah, for me, I start with, okay, what do I want? What do I, as I'm very dialed into what's happening, you know, in the industry, I'm always staying true to my sort of no makeup, makeup, less is more. I think about what are new ingredients that are out. So you're, what are some new delivery systems? So that I can think about that, what's real versus what I might perceive as a little more gimmicky. What's going to be the most efficacious really work? And then I start to build a story around that. And so this, for example, this line, which were formed early on, were very important in informing what the product was going to be, those ingredients. So kind to the planet, you think about where are we these days in, you know, our conscious with, you know, being very eco-conscious and thinking about the planet. Those are the kinds of things that when I'm walking into the lab, I'm thinking about, I know I'm not going to be doing any animal testing. I know that I don't want to, you know, pillage the world of its, you know, very rare plant or anything that's going to be potentially problematic. So I'm taking all that into consideration. And ultimately, I'm always thinking of the women that are going to be using it and the men, like that it has to work for them. And so, the messaging behind it.
So with all that, like, how would you sum, you know, with all of that, how would you sum up the value proposition of the brand, the products to consumers, and how it's positioned also in the market?
To reach everybody, so it had to have, you know, well, as I said, kind to your wallet. So it had to have a good price point. Right now it's sold online, so you can go to kindscience.com. And then we'll move through probably retail. Will that be an Ulta or a Sephora or where? I don't know. You know, we just wanted to, since we took a couple of years to develop the product, I wanted to make sure, you know, what are the results coming back? What is the feedback so that we know, you know, we've got a really solid product. So it'll now start moving to its next phase. And at some point we'll start now coming out with some color products as well.
So that's a good point. So did you do like focus groups? What's the feedback loop that you've created and how do you see that changing from consumers?
It's so great because we do it in real time. And as you know, it was important for Ellen. You know, I thought this brand has to be, Ellen looks out at an audience every day, different women and men and ages and faces and skin tones. And so I wanted it, we needed it and wanted it to represent, you know, her audience, you know, everybody, as I said, people with skin. So we would do our test focus groups might go something like, in addition to the focus groups that are put together, you know, we're out at dinner at a restaurant and, you know, we're going, you know, Ellen's going to the waitress, what's your skincare routine, you know, or, you know, so it was a lot of, Ellen's very personable. So it was a lot of that one-on-one, and we would send people products. You know, you do your friends and family and you start early feedback of like what product people are loving.
That's like field research. And little did that waitress know that she was helping to develop a skincare line. I love it.
Exactly.
So how has partnering with Ellen shed light on age positivity? And can you explain really what age positivity is?
Age positivity is, you know, everybody's, you know, it's when you are a little bit, you know, where we are, you know, there's something about, oh, I wish I was younger. And no, let's all, especially we've all come out of, right, Arthur, like COVID, where unfortunately some people were not able to age. They may not be any longer with us. So we're all about aging positively, embracing where you are at every stage in life. And that doesn't mean it's not all Pollyanna-ish, like, you know, you have to embrace all your wrinkles. No, you have them, but you don't have to, you know, turned off by them. There's things you can do. And so if we just wanted to shift that and turn it on its head, and all the messaging in beauty industry is all about anti-aging. And I think we just wanted to turn that around a little. Women in their 60s, our early 60s, but in our 60s, change that up and have women have more of this positive where you are in the world now, as opposed to all centered on the message of youth.
Right. So how did, that's interesting. So how did COVID or the pandemic, how did it change wellness and the idea of like what's important and did it turn a mirror on ourselves? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I think people got used to being at home and not wearing all the makeup and doing all that. And I think less is more just became a mantra just by, you know, people sitting at home for a while, you know, certainly in those early days in our pajamas, you know. You may have pulled out your little lipstick before you got on your Zoom call, but that might have been about it, you know. So I think it also made us realize, like, you know, life is short, and we all either lost somebody we knew or, you know, so it made us, I think, just take a different look at ourselves, where we are in the world, and taking care of ourselves is so important. So for me, I always, in any product that I create, I want it has to work for women. You know, I always said, even in my infomercials, which I had, you know, I was very fortunate and had great success with, was like, just try it. If you don't like it, send it back. Like if you're happier using a Revlon product or a Lancome, whatever it is, I want women to be happy. So I think about that in the lab, and I'm hoping they'll like mine. And I'm hoping they'll love Kind Science, but I want them to take care of themselves and be kind to themselves.
Love that. So one more question. What's next for Kind Science? What happens next?
is, you know, I like to look at, you know, I love doing color. So I think we'll have some color products coming out. I was known foundation when I was, you know, doing my infomercials for so many years. So I love the idea using some new delivery systems, some new technologies, new raw materials of creating some a foundation that I think is going to be very awesome. And I'll look to see expanding our skincare line where I feel the holes are, but not wanting to, you know, I don't like when there's too much and it just becomes overwhelming. So being very conscious of that.
We're out of time, but any closing thoughts, any kind of just key takeaways that you want to share with our audience?
Key takeaways for me is always to encourage women to continue the pursuit of taking care of themselves, you know, men as well. Just taking care of yourself and just thinking of whatever those products are that give you that comfort, that self-confidence to empower you to just having the best life that you can. And I think Kind Science is a piece of that recipe.
Amazing. Victoria, thank you again for joining us today. And thank you, WWE Voices listeners, for tuning in. Be safe, be healthy, and take care until next time.
Thank you.